Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Yates, Baba Basra 19b, pagination is 38. Starting from the top of the page, about six lines down, we are making reference to the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, which told us that there is a certain amount of distance required between Mei Raglayim, Urin, and the Kosel, and the wall, because, and there could be a number of considerations here, but the wetness or the caustic nature could cause damage to the wall, either by weakening its foundation with wetness or by actually causing deterioration in the bricks. And therefore, Gimel Tfachim, three Tfachim, have to be the distance before a person is allowed to dispose of Mei Raglayim near his neighbor's wall. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, Mutar la'odam la'ashten mayim b'tzad koslo shel chaveru. A man is allowed to let water opposite the wall of his friend. He's allowed to pass water next to his friend's wall. Dichsiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vechrati la'achov, Hashem will cut off of Achov, meaning destroy the family. This was a king who was wicked, who did different things. Mashtin bekir, a person or someone who urinates against the wall. Now, why they chose such an interesting expression is a matter of discussion independent of this, but the expression is someone who urinates against the wall refers to a male descendant of Achav, and what we're saying is that his dynasty is going to come to an end because there will be no male child to continue it. The concept is that a woman passes water directly to the ground and a man causes an arc, causes some distance, and therefore it could hit the wall. And so we have this interesting expression. I'm trying to go slowly because there are a few layers of logic here. Vechrati la'achov, Hashem will cut off of Achov, this wicked king, mashtin bekir, which is a reference to male descendants. He will not have male descendants, and the expression is one who urinates against the wall. Rabba Bar Bar Chana didn't come to discuss why the expression is used, and didn't come to discuss why Achav is getting this punishment. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is that for such an expression to exist, it would seem that such an action is permitted. And so Rabba Bar Bar Chana reaches the conclusion that the fact that this Mei Raglayim is hitting the wall is not considered a damage. It's permitted. Asks the Gemara, V'ho'anan tanan v'es Mei Raglayim min akosa shlosha tfachim. We have a Mishnah that says that you have to separate between Mei Raglayim and the wall, three tfachim. Obviously, it does do damage. And the Gemara answers, Hasam b'shofchim. I can deflect your kasha and explain that the Mishnah is referring to poured Mei Raglayim, meaning in quantity from a chamber pot. And it does not tell you anything about an individual relieving himself. let's skip the parentheses and continue. Toshima, come in here, another objection to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's conclusion. The statement is, Lo yashtin adam mayim bitzad kos lo shel chaveiro. This is pretty explicit. A person may not pass water by the wall of his friend. Ela imkein, unless, hirchek mimenu gimel tfachim. He distanced himself by 3 tfachim. Now, in case someone's having trouble with this whole concept, it doesn't have to be his front yard. It could be way in the back, in his backyard, and there's a wall that demarcates between him and his friend's property. And you have this case with the person in the outdoors, especially in an age where restrooms weren't readily available. The question is this permitted or is it forbidden? And the Gemara says, Bamed devarim amurim, when was this said? Bikosal levenim, by bricks. Ava bikosal avonim, but if it's stone, bichdei shelo yazik, you just have to be distant enough that you shouldn't do damage by creating moisture. Vikama tefach, and that's just one hand's breadth. It doesn't need 3. So if it's levenim bricks, then it has to be 3 tfachim. But if it's just a question of introducing moisture, so tefach is enough, ishal tsunma mutter, and if it has good bedrock, then it's totally permitted if it's stone, as opposed to brick, because brick is deteriorating from this. But if it's stone, then it would be permitted because the wetness won't matter because it's on bedrock. So by the time we're done this brisa, it's very clear that there is a restriction from such behavior, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's conclusion is being contradicted. And the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Tiyufta. It knocks out the ruling of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. And so it would be forbidden to relieve himself by the wall. For Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Kraka Amar, we have a problem. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is quoting a pasuk. The pasuk describes male descendants of Achav, the ones that are not going to survive. They're described as mashtin bekir. What an interesting expression. It must be it's permitted to do such behavior. Now, to be fair, the Gemara could theoretically have taken a different track here and answered it's forbidden behavior, but there are people who do it, and therefore the expression existed. But the Gemara doesn't take that approach, and instead answers, Hasam hachi kamar, over there, this is what it's saying, afilu midi didarke leishtunei bekir, even something that normally urinates against the wall, lo shaviknale, even that won't survive this fallout of Achav's kingdom. Or my new kalba, it's referring to a dog. And what the Gemara just accomplished is that it is forbidden to do this, but there is a creature that does do it, and that's what we're making reference to. The dog does it. It would be interesting to know if the dog does this consistently on his neighbor's wall. At some point, can he go to the neighbor and say, you have to restrain your dog because your dog is doing damage? Why is this different than any case in Baba Kama where the animal did damage and the owner is responsible on some level, possibly even liable for the damage that the animal did? But in any case, we've deviated from the conclusion of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana that such behavior is permitted and said, we're actually not talking about people doing it. We're talking about a dog doing it. And I guess it was hard to restrain the dogs from doing this. And it wasn't an immediate damage. And therefore, it was enough to create an expression of Mashtin Bekir referring to a dog. And what was being said was even a dog won't survive from Achav's palace from his kingdom. Now, this expression of Mashten Bikir comes up numerous times. We'll mention by Novel, the person who acted insultingly to David in the first book of Shmuel, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasek Lamed Dalid. David uses the expression, he would have destroyed even Mashtin Bikir. It's used by Yeravam in the first book of Melachim, Yud Dalid Yud. The Navi says that his punishment will be the destruction of even Mashtin Bikir. And it's used, as our Gemara references it, in the story of Achav, first book of Melachim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasek Chaf Aleph. Now, the Mefarshim in Navi actually bring both of these approaches. There's an approach that's brought that it refers to a male descendant, and that's why it's called Mashtin Bikir. And there's an approach that it refers to a kelev, a dog. Not even a dog will remain. A Mashtin Bikir. And of course, we have to wonder, our Gemara's conclusion was that it should be a kelev. Why would some Mefarshim still be learning Mashtin Bikir, referring to a male descendant? And it's important to note that our Gemara may not necessarily be the final word. There are other Gemaras on this topic. And Mashtin Bikir, for example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, with Rashi's explanation, has a whole different approach to this term. So it is possible that those Mefarshim that learn that it refers to a male descendant had other sources besides our Gemara, and perhaps they did with this Gemara what we commented, that perhaps it's forbidden, as the Brisa says, it's forbidden to do this behavior, but nevertheless, there is a lot of humanity that may do it, or they may at least do it when it comes to Sela'im, to stone walls, as opposed to brick walls, enough that the expression would indeed exist regarding male. The alternative, again, as our Gemara concludes, is even a kelev. And you would want to go back to the different places in Navi where this term is used and see how the Mefarshim explain it in each case. As far as halacha goes, it is indeed forbidden to be Mashtin Bikir in the case of bricks, in a case where it would do damage to the wall. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.